Hello guys, welcome to A Clueless Gen Z. It's your host Vanessa, or you can call me Jerry, and welcome to episode 8, yeah! Our second episode in 2023. Couldn't be more excited to do this again with none other than
Kate Tony.
Why yeah. are you laughing?
I don't know, you're back again.
I'm so happy to be back again.
Yeah?
I was really excited when you told me to come again. And I was like, yes!
Let's do this again. Yeah.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Yeah. And so how are you? How have you been?
First of all, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year!
So I've been good. Yeah. So far, 2023, I've turned a year older. I'm a January baby.
Ooh.
Capricorn.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so I turned a year older and I made a bunch of resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, it's been good. I've been, you know, on holiday, so I've just been, you know, me time.
And all that.
Yeah.
You've been on vacation?
January finances could not allow it.
But you know you're going back to work, right? In Feb.
I'm going back to work and I'm not excited.
Yeah.
Like this much excited, but yeah. It's mm-hmm. life, yeah?
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. life. So mm-hmm. what's the one thing that you planned on doing this year?
Damn, a lot.
A lot?
A lot. So please be specific, because, like, is it a resolution?
Yeah, like anything that you plan on doing, like something major.
Something major I want to do this year is basically...
Pressure.
I'm planning to get married. What did I tell you about manifestation?
I know.
Exactly. That's one thing I actually want to do.
For real.
I want to get married, and by next year I want to have a baby. Period. Are you shocked? Are you shocked?
Okay, yeah.
Are you shocked?
I'm kind of shocked. Wow. Okay. Yeah,
but that's like top of the list. Obviously, other things to do with my career. I want to blow up on TikTok, by the way.
Yeah, I'm a TikToker. Manifestation.
Yeah, I want to...
Talking into existence.
Yeah, I want to blow up on like social media, which is... I feel like I'm freest. I feel free on TikTok. And,
yeah.
You know, get... paid on TikTok, make some money on TikTok.
Yeah.
I feel like hakuna pressure TikTok. Everyone's
hakuna
free.
Pressure.
Instagram is crazy.
Yeah,
but
it's
like,
so...
Yeah, but like TikTok, mm-hmm. I love I feel like I'm myself, and you know.
I know,
you
I watch know. My I can videos. Get you. Yeah.
Yeah.
So guys, so in today's topic...
Mm-hmm.
It's one interesting one.
Yeah.
We might get kicked.
Ooh, and we might say the wrong thing, but you know what?
Yeah, we mean it. We mean it.
I was about to say, you know what? We'll deal with it. Whatever we say, deal with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's about ics about men when dating. And let me tell you, I've had like a fair share of... this problems.
Girl, you do not know that.
About this man. Hey, it's not even in Nairobi. It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Yeah, you can't even say like in the country as well.
Yeah, but let's talk about like where we've dated. The area.
I don't know about people
in Eldoret, bro.
I know.
So it's Nairobi and where we've dated. So I've also had my fair share.
Majorly Nairobi, man. And it's a circus.
It's a clown show, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you'll start with your first ick.
You want me to start?
Okay,
oh my God, look at you putting me on the spot. You start.
Okay. So my first ick about men will be, you know, the way you can sense some men are so insecure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And obviously, an insecure man is vibrating on low energy.
That's true. Yeah.
Like any conversation you have with him, he'll, okay, let me just tell you. Mm-hmm. I've met like someone who didn't even pay for a date.
Mm-hmm.
We've gone for a date.
Yeah.
And the way he was arguing, he was saying that men and women should have it half-half. I'm like, bullshit. Fuck that shit. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, he's definitely not on his masculine energy, yeah. You know?
So do you feel like that's insecurity or...
You broke.
Yeah. So, yeah. Honestly, yeah.
Yeah.
So, him vibrating on a low energy, obviously, he's so insecure.
Yeah.
And him being insecure,
mm-hmm.
he's broke.
Yeah.
Because a rich man will definitely...
Not even rich. Like, you know, financially stable. Let's just say that. Because rich is rich.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. Uh-huh.
But I feel like a man who is comfortable with like himself, na anajijua, and
yeah.
he's not insecure about mm-hmm. his finances,
yeah,
he will like do anything to
yeah
pay for that date.
Yeah, and you
he can go an extra mile. Mm. He can go an extra mile just to pay for that date.
Yeah.
So I just think like broke man. Vibrate on a low energy,
yeah.
and them vibrating on a low energy makes them so insecure, and making them so insecure, they'll bring up shit like, oh, it should be 50-50.
Yeah.
Yeah, the woman has to chip in. Like, man, I can pay for this, but I just want you to own your masculine
yeah,
energy.
Like,
and
be a man, you know?
Yeah. Do you think we'll get...
We will, which is good, as in we're not the only ones who've talked about it anyway.
Yeah.
So on your topic, mm-hmm. I feel like the time of experience, the insecurity, mine is a bit
intense.
Mine's a bit intense. So I was dating
we're
this guy, and he's probably going to listen to this. Whatever. So like we mm-hmm. were dating, and he was a bit older than me,
mm-hmm.
and you know, I was doing that, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a point in Fikad where this, for you, it's, okay, mine is a bit different. Mine was, mm-hmm. he kind of like was insecure about the people I was talking to, right? Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm younger than him. I'm
yeah,
still in uni. He's working.
Yeah.
So at some point, this guy kind of, I don't know how. I don't know if he's, because I always have a password on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how he got
hacked into your
hacked
phone.
Into my phone. There was this guy I was talking to, but I wasn't talking to him like that, but we were talking,
okay,
you know.
Yeah.
Hey, this guy we meet, he's like, so whose number is this? Where did you get that?
Oh my god.
And I'm just like, okay, this is some level of insecurity I cannot handle. And after that, like, I kind of got turned off.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, that one's a
obviously
bit psycho.
That's psychotic.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
a bit. Ooh.
Yeah, if like you went further, there will be like
yeah.
more psycho shit going
yeah.
on.
Yeah,
like
so
you go somewhere and then you see him there.
Yeah. And another insecure situation is when it was a different guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was like my first boyfriend in uni.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, when we go out, he wouldn't even let me go to the loo by myself. Like, we're dancing with my girls, and then I'm like, okay, I'm going to the loo. He flatters me. I'm like,
give me a break.
Can't a girl pee in piss? Can you piss in piss? What the hell, bro?
Can you get him piss in piss?
Like, we are children. Why are you acting like you're my husband?
I know. How old? We were probably 19 at the time.
I was probably like 19, 20, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
That's crazy.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, so my next.
Okay.
Okay, mm-hmm. So have we exhausted yours, or did you have
about insecure men?
Yeah.
I think we
there's so much on that, but let's just keep it.
Yeah.
Yeah. My first one, to be honest, is when you're dating a guy and he has a female bestie.
We've literally talked.
Red flag.
For sure.
You're going on a date and then he's like, oh, can my bestie come? Can we do this with her?
Is it me, you and her?
You know, I mean, the relationship, the three of us.
You and me and me and me.
Yeah.
And my bestie. But,
yeah, I know it.
But
I
you know that
it.
One.
I know that
yeah.
He's, I mean, she's literally like everywhere in your pictures.
She's everywhere and she has a say in stuff. Yeah. Like she has an opinion.
You're in your relationship.
Exactly.
You know, that's where you draw the line.
Yeah.
Can you have a best friend and you're in a relationship? Can you trust? Yeah.
Obviously, my boyfriend wouldn't be okay with that. So why am I supposed to be okay with a girl? What's the difference?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that's where we draw the line from having it's either me.
Experience. Abu, tell us, please. Hey, the way you've laughed, wow, it was evil.
No, mine. mine is just like crazy PTSD.
Wow.
Sorry. Yeah. So this bestie mm-hmm. used to come in the house when I'm not around. Yeah, she'll come and they're hanging out. And
you're not there.
And I'm
Do
not
you know
there.
About it, though?
No, I don't know about it. She even left her toothbrush in the house. It's like, I don't know, for so, like her clothes.
That is a red flag, babe.
I know. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what I had to do.
Why your clothes in that house, first of all?
Kidogo too, but
hers. Oh, but you are sharing the
Yeah, robot. We were sharing.
Wow, that's crazy.
How
you going bring two girls? Auntie one is your bestie, but that our clothes, our toothbrushes are kissing. What the hell, bro?
So like, actually, there were like three toothbrushes. And then I'm like, who's this? Whose toothbrush is this?
I would take that toothbrush, dip it in the toilet, put it back. It dries. Period.
Yeah, real PTSD.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but we dipped out of that situation. Jesus Christ.
The crazy part is, I was in such a situation and he used to tell me this girl is bestie.
Yeah.
Then one day he just confessed, you know, I broke her virginity.
Oh, let me tell you something.
Bestie, who you told me not to worry about. She's always around you. Sometimes you won't even invite me for plans because she's there. And then you confess this thinking I'll forgive you. Idiot.
Go rot over there.
Go rot.
Yeah, I think same to my situation. Mm-hmm. Like it was like the first girlfriend he ever had. This man take us for some crazy.
Some boom booklet.
I mean.
Wow, that one was deep.
It was. Anyway, we move on.
We move on.
Told
regardless.
You it's PTSD. You need. Yeah. I need some healing.
And baby,
but
let me tell you, one of my resolutions this year is to heal.
Yeah.
Yeah, just heal from the trauma. Because right now you'd be like, I hate men. What's the reason? You can't be announcing you hate men, but just take time for yourself and then you're like, this happened. I need to heal and let better things come in.
I know.
High five.
So my next ick will be, I know you like have this a man who has like a very poor hygiene, does not shower or use cologne, and has a bad fashion sense. Do you know I've dated a man like that before?
Like literally all three.
Yeah.
Damn, me
too. Literally, I told him, oh my god, I've been sending myself I don't know where. I told him.
You don't know what context.
Yeah, I told him, you know what? I'll come. Mm-hmm. We go do shopping.
Yeah.
I'll show you like where we can shop or we can get like good clothes.
Wow.
Yeah, I really wanted to like change his wardrobe like that.
Yeah.
I don't know if he used to show.
Did he used to embarrass you? It was embarrassing. Because the point where you figure you're like, dude, I need to take you and shop. Clearly, embarrassed.
The way it all started is I was supposed to take him for shopping.
Yeah.
To buy his clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how the relationship actually started. Ooh. Yeah. Kumbe, I mean, he had like, I can't say like his hygiene was top notch. Mm-hmm. I guess I got him like a cologne. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I hope he doesn't even hear this.
He will. And he's going to move on.
Yeah, he definitely has to move on.
He has to move on.
Yeah, he has to move on. But
yeah.
Yeah, that was the case. But hygiene
is everything. Did you hear Tanasha Donna saying, you guys have to be clean. You have to shower. But anyway, same story. Let me say, yeah. I feel like hygiene goes hand in hand with, like, you know, how you look, how you smell, how your hair, your
shoes. How you present yourself.
Yeah, so I feel like I dated a guy. He was like, ooh, perfume, nini, nini.
Wait.
Breath. You could throw TikToks on that shit. You gonna watch this.
Have you ever kissed to that guy?
I never liked kissing him, so he used to like force it. And then like, but then he used to treat me like a queen, so I was like,
let us just kiss you.
And then there was another one who used to be like, still treat me like a queen. Yeah. Fashion sense, zero. Sense.
Oh wait,
zero.
Oh wait, that one who had like bad everything used to treat me like a queen as well.
Why do they do
I don't know. I don't know if they're
like, you have the
I don't
money.
Know if they know that they're lacking somewhere, so that's why they compensate. But he wasn't lacking. He had the money to go get good clothes and a good cologne.
But maybe for him, he feels like maybe he smelled okay. Sometimes you can smell.
Yeah, like I literally like I had to like buy him cologne. Oh, really nice. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, you should use this. Yeah, you should use it.
Yeah. And you don't want to be rude. Like,
yeah.
My sister knows this. I used to complain to her all the time. Okay, his breath. I love him, but his breath. And I can't dump someone because of their breath. Like, there's means.
Yeah. I hope you didn't like dump him because of the breath.
It was other things.
Yeah.
But it was like, Uku Chini. Moving on.
Wait, Kumbe wasn't suffering a lot. Kumbe wasn't suffering a lot. Okay.
Okay, so my next one is, this one is not like big, but like, you know how you go on a date? Like maybe a first date or a second date, and the guy is on his phone acting like he's busier than God.
Yeah,
that's happened to me a bunch of times.
Oh, sorry guys. That's my phone.
Silencio. Yeah, so like before I ask you your experience, I don't know if you experienced this. So I think it was last year I went for a date. And this guy, like, first of all, like, look, he asks me out. I'm like, yeah, I look cute, whatever, I go. Fika, he's like, I'm taking you to that car restaurant. But I'm like, which restaurant? I can't see. So he takes me through, like, some. Anyway, first forward, when you were during the date.
Yeah.
This guy kept picking phone calls. And that just,
every other time.
I kept doing this to my fingers. I'm like, my phone is like this. My phone is face Chini. Front.
Yeah.
Why are you acting like you're so busy? Hi.
And wait, is it like business or just like?
It sounded like I couldn't really tell. I don't know the guy.
Yeah.
But he kept picking up calls, and for me, I just kept like, I finished my first wine glass, and then he still kept doing. I was like, waiter. If you're doing this, I'm getting drunk.
Oh.
He's like, why are you picking up calls instead of like trying to get to know me? Am I boring?
Or what I know. If you want to leave this, then you can just go.
Don't pick up calls. Keep walking out. You're doing what?
Yeah. And I hope you left him. Of course, yes, you did.
Left him. Did I say last year or last year, but when? I don't know. But yeah.
Yeah.
Last year, but I don't remember. But yeah.
But alikuwa anafanya kazi gani? Kama he was that busy picking calls every other time.
Your job.
And what was he like? What was the con? Oh
no, but no, it's not that kind of job. No, but okay. Like I was like, it's not even that kind of job. Why are you picking up calls like that? Like who are you?
Yeah,
calling?
And what was the content like?
The
saying
content was
in
like, I wasn't even listening. Like I was like zoned out.
Not, yeah,
I was like the only thought in my head was like, we're on a date.
Yeah,
and. You keep picking up calls. Like, what is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was an eek. And if you're ever going to take me on a date and you start picking up calls in Takwacha,
hey, okay.
I will walk.
And move on to the next.
Yeah, because it's supposed to be like an intimate thing. It's a date.
Yeah. As in, if you call me, you're supposed to get to know each other. Umeambia watu wako msinipige, and 1 hour, 2 hours, I'm engaged.
Yeah.
Like I'm doing something important.
Yeah. Like, even if I would get a call, like I'd just turn my phone up, like I'll call them back.
Yeah.
Period.
No, period.
Uh-huh. Have you experienced anything like that?
Calls?
On a date, no.
But I've had like a very weird date where he had to pick he had to pick whatever I'm eating. He was on choosing.
pressure.
I know. It's getting worse. Yeah, literally, like he was on saying.
Why? Is it because of the price or what?
No, he had, controlling. Yeah, I think it's just controlling because he say like, I'm having this and this and this, and she's also having this and this and this. I'm like, oh, wow. I didn't even get to talk or say anything. Like, he was the one saying.
It's absolutely weird, I feel like.
Yeah.
You have your own mouth. You have your own brain.
Yeah.
You know what you want to eat.
Yeah. So he was like, yeah, I know what's best for you. I'm like, what?
Damn.
So when you get involved with that kind of person, like, he will know whatever.
Yeah, like, that's mad.
He'll be very controlling and he'll be telling you, like, this and this is best for you. I know what's best for you. You do not know what's best for you. So I know best.
That's a whole other point by itself, which we'll talk about, the controlling factor. That's an eek.
Yeah, that's an eek.
Yeah. Since you've already brought it up, how do you control me?
Like, I know.
We are both different individuals. You're not supposed to control
me. I know. Like, gosh.
There's a level of control that you're not supposed to cross. You
I
agree,
know,
right?
Yeah.
You can't order my food.
I know. Right? And it you know, it starts from like the tiny things.
Like
from food.
Don't do your makeup. Such as even the smallest thing, like, don't do your makeup, I like you natural.
You not been told that before?
Me too.
Ati, please. I think you're doing too much. I think you should tone down.
Really?
Yeah. You can relate. I know you can relate.
Yeah, I'm a makeup artist, so half of the time I have makeup on. Mm-hmm. And there was this guy, we didn't even ever date, but I went on many dates with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he always used to tell me, because when I met him, I was young and I didn't even know anything about makeup.
Yeah.
So I never used to have makeup. So, you know, as you grow, you know,
evolve.
Oh, this is lipstick, this is mascara, this is foundation, this is. So I started putting on a bit of makeup. And sometimes when I put on makeup, I look like a doll.
Yeah, you do.
So, like, he would constantly, like, throw that comment. He's Zileza. I'm just saying. You look better without makeup. I've seen you without makeup. You're cute. Without lipstick. I'm
excuse me.
Have to love me both ways. That's why I never even ever gave him a chance. Because, like, you're never going to accept who I am.
Yeah.
I love makeup. It's life to me. As in, it makes me happy.
Yeah.
The arts itself makes me happy. I do it as a profession. And you cannot shit on it. You cannot.
Exactly.
So I'm going to do makeup if I want to, and I'm going to stay natural if I want to. I look good either way, both ways.
Yeah.
Period.
So he had to go. He had to go.
He had to go.
Because I think maybe some men think
they're trying to make you insecure. Because probably
you look good.
Yeah.
They see, oh my God, she looks so good. So what do you?
She has to tone it down.
Yeah, she has to tone it down for me.
You can't tone it down. You have to look cute.
But then I saw like, was it a TikTok or like a meme? It was saying like, your man is happy when your TikTok is not getting any views.
Wow.
Imagine.
You're crazy.
Yeah, TikTok, I saw that.
TikTok has become.
I saw that. No, I saw someone post that. I don't know if it was a meme or someone actually posted it.
Yeah.
And it said, your man is not so happy when your TikTok does not get so many views.
Is it specifically TikTok?
Or
social media, basically.
Just social media, but it specifically say TikTok.
Wow. Because TikTok is the thing. It's the TikTok moment. TikTok is the
thing right now.
Yeah,
so
it's the moment right now.
So he's probably, you'll be over there, babe, like, oh my God, like, I've done so much. And I've had 50 views. And then he's just over there like, yes. Well, oh my 50, God.
If I could find those 50 people. Wow.
Come here when you're telling me you had zero views.
Oh, maybe secretly he wants you to be in his TikToks. But
bro, you do not make the cut.
Yeah.
We're being mean.
We're being mean.
We're being mean. Who was next?
You.
Oh, it's me.
Yeah. Wait, was it you? I say the hygiene, and you've
you
said
the hygiene, and then the whole this conversation came up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So another ick is when you're dating a guy. Even before you start dating, he talks about his ex.
Oh, please, let's not go over
there. Sweetie, baby, leave the past to the past. That's why it's the past.
And that's why you guys left each other.
Period.
Yeah, so I don't understand why you keep on telling me about your ex.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I've had.
You've had that experience.
I have. A lot.
Wow. This ex has never come out of the blue.
A lot.
We are talking about our exes right here.
Yeah.
It's like they're just implanted in our brains.
Oh my God.
And some of them have scarred us.
I know.
A lot.
But you know, the thing is, we cannot like go to the next person and be talking about like our ex.
Yeah.
You know, we used to do this. We used to come here. You know, she used to wear this.
You know what?
I really like love her. You know, she means the world to me. Okay, if she means the world to you, why can't you just go back?
Yeah.
Is that simple? And why are you here with me if she means the world? If she means the world to you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure, I'm not going to shit on anyone on this one because I also used to do it.
Oh, wow.
But not positive stuff. Huh? Like, I'd say negative stuff. And then I realized, why am I exposing myself? Like, leave the past to the past. Like, my ex did this to me, like a bad thing.
Yeah.
And probably you're making this other guy
realize, I think I've also done something like that.
Like, realize, oh, so she can tolerate
that. Okay. So let's test her.
Yeah, but my most recent experience, not recent, what? Zamani, the one I can remember is this guy kept mentioning his ex a lot.
That's a big turn off.
You know what? I kind of thought he was like attractive. I thought he had his shit together. But he'd be like, you know, me and my ex were like strong. Like she was a social butterfly.
Ew.
I'm an introvert.
Oh
I'm
my
an introvert.
God.
I do not like talking to people.
Yeah.
So even if you take me to your boys, maybe I'll make friends with one or two, but I won't be those girls who are all over the place.
Yeah.
So you're telling me, it's like you're making me insecure. You're telling me, oh, she was she was like this,
life of the party.
She's the life of the party. And you know that's, and then he's like, you know, that's what I want you to be. I'm like,
what the fuck?
And immediately, almost immediately, I just X'd him because I was like, I'm never gonna be her. I am me. I am the shy Mudhoni. I'm not shy here, but like in like around people, I'm shy and I'm not gonna hide it. If I don't feel like talking, I don't. I have to read the room first. You can't compare me to your ex.
I've been in a conversation before, like. Literally, he's talking to one of the boys and then he brings her up and then he's talking about like how much she means to her. And I'm there. That's how like I left.
Wait, how much
she means to him. Yeah. How much she means to him. Okay. Yeah. And I was there. And I was there. That's, how crazy is that?
That's crazy.
Yeah. So.
And they expect you not to feel anything.
It wasn't like so
like
deep.
You brush it off.
Yeah, I was just like, okay, fine. Fine. As in, it totally, like, let me tell you, it totally, like, brings, it shows you something that, it even makes it so easier for you to live.
Yeah.
So it's like a red flag, you know, you wouldn't want to be there.
You know, sometimes I enjoy them bringing up the red
flags. So that you leave early.
I'm like, thank you. You prevented so much from happening.
Yeah.
And you know, babe, I think me and you have been through the same shit. And we're not dating experts. We won't even say.
I know.
Hadi, my mom keeps asking me, "Where?"
Mudhoni, you know you're not getting any younger. You think that beauty will be there for?
I'm like, Mom, relax.
It's coming soon.
We are praying.
They told us they're the one who was supposed to chase us, not us chasing them. So,
and you know, our parents don't understand that.
Yeah, it's like a totally different generation from them.
Completely.
As in, things are so different. Yeah.
It was so different. Easy. It was like, I'm in the bush, you're in the bush.
Hi.
Babies. They don't know talking stages. They don't know situationships. They don't know people wasting your time.
And they don't know ghosts. Now we ghost each other.
Blocking. What else is there?
I don't. It's too much.
Stop laughing. You've not been through it.
Yeah, I know. Why is she even laughing?
Why is she laughing? She's over there.
She's just so lucky.
Wow.
It's crazy out here. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Hey, it's sicker point. My mom was like, I'm calling my pastor friend to pray for you because there's a problem.
Wait, I thought at a combi. Let me call Mama Nani. I think she knows like someone's son.
Hook up.
Yeah.
Hey, he's a doctor.
Yeah, he's a doctor. He's a doctor. He at least, you know, you guys can talk.
The other day we were in the car, me, my mom, and my brother.
I know.
And then my mom was like, what's going on? After she's roasted me, she goes to my brother. And then my brother is like, "Hey, Mom, the streets are hard."
What streets?
You know, I know my friend has a girl who works. I'm like, it's because they point for arranged marriage. Okay, thanks.
Do you know, the other day my mom was telling me, you know, at least her, she's understanding.
Yeah.
So, I think nowadays people have kids when they're 35.
Oh, she's already put you in that category. Yeah. She's like, oh, my daughter? No.
She's like, yeah, as in nowadays, people have kids when they're 35. They just build a profession, baby. You know, I think you can still make it. okay, now why are you even bringing it up?
Anytime I tell my mom, okay, mom, there are no men out here.
What do you mean? You're confessing it. The devil will listen.
I'm like, mom, where did the devil come from?
I know. That's my mom as well.
Our mom.
That's my mom.
It's like, I tell her mom this.
Oh my God.
Like, it's hard out here.
Hard?
We only shetani. You're only kazi ya shetani. You're only kazi ya shetani.
Oh God.
You're only kazi ya shetani. Shetani ndo amefanya ufikirie hivyo.
Yeah.
Why are you thinking like that?
But our moms are roasters. Like, honestly, there's a time I did makeup. Like, yeah. I was going to meet my friends. And then when I was walking out, I looked cute. And then she asked me, Muthoni, iyo yote na una buwana. I was like, mom. And she was telling me, literally, you look pretty for nobody.
Oh, wow.
Wow. I was like, thank
you. I think your mom and I thought you like you so... Kona maringo sana.
Maringo gani?
I think your mom thinks like you're really like telling them no.
Am I telling them no?
No, but it's a good no. It's a good no.
It's just we're not going to settle for less. And no, it's not even that. That statement is off. I'm just not going to settle at because we need to settle. Like there's a specific thing I want.
And when I get it, and if you don't get it. Yeah, that's what I told myself. If I don't get what I want,
yeah,
I'll probably cheat.
You'll go looking for exactly
I'll probably cheat.
Exactly what I'm talking about.
So it's better I get what I want so that I cannot cheat.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. There are women out here who are happy. Lule?
Are you happy? Hand the mic.
Let's throw it to you. Are you happy?
You know you can answer.
You can answer. Oh, can she answer? Can she actually join the podcast?
Yeah, I think she can.
Wow,
hey answer. Guys.
Oh, that's my sister, Lule.
Can you? Are you happy?
Yeah, I'm happy.
Yeah. How did you get so lucky?
I don't know. It just happened. I think when I was younger, it was easier. I don't know. These days, things are just so messed up. From everything I'm hearing from everyone, it doesn't seem good out there.
And two of your closest people.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, it's so messy.
Yeah.
I understand.
But you know what? For the longest time, I've admired my sister for her relationships. She's solid. Maybe I one know, month, like, 2 months. Valentine's is coming. Nothing.
Can you think it's the same? I introduced, like, I tell her, like, you know, there's this guy.
There's
and then the next month, the next month is like, this is guy.
There's a friend of mine, when we meet, she's like, okay, so who's the guy? And I'm like, there's no guy, there's a guy. Also, it's just before we go back to the ex,
mm-hmm.
How many Valentines have you been single, Vanessa?
Wow. No,
mine are plenty, plenty.
Actually, this will be like my first. Yeah.
Oh, I was about to say fourth, bro.
No, this will be my first. You remember the last one?
Oh, yeah, you did have someone.
Yeah.
Wow. This will be my first. But like, it's not my fourth, but like, you know, like, I would say, like, if you're my Valentine, there's acts of affection on that day.
Yeah.
The last time I felt that, I don't remember.
The last one, he sent me flowers and a letter and two chocolates. It was just like basic, but at least it was.
But I have another something. Question.
At least he tried.
Where is he?
Something.
Where is he?
Oh my God, that's a long story.
Next day.
Yeah. So, Valentine's Sissy. Peke to
you know, solo day, baby.
Solo. I'll probably like touch it to me of flowers. I'm like, thank you, babe.
I dandied my sister's date because I was so lonely. I was like, you're going out, puppy eye. Do you know Puss in Boots eye?
Yeah. Can I go with you?
You want to come with us? And then I'm over there snapping like, nobody.
Anyway,
I know that I can relate because
that topic gives me anxiety and I have a heavy heart.
Wait, about Valentine's?
Yeah. Because I'm a romantic and I love romantic movies and I love romance and love. But it's just been tragic from day one. But anyway, we move regardless.
We move on. Hey, we move on. We'll probably like have...
It's okay. We'll have a happy ending. Amen.
Yeah, we'll have a happy ending. Yeah. We have to.
Our mother's prayers.
Those ones, they are going. They are going to heaven straight. Because we shetani amekuwa akifanya
maneno mengi. Hey, we shetani na kutuletea. We bind
you. That's by your mother's words. Yeah, we bind you.
Where? Okay, anyway. Next.
I know.
Who's next? Is it me or you?
Wait, it's me. Oh, this one is spicy. Wow. You have to changia this one, by the way.
Lole is finding this amusing. She's like, but what are these people talking about?
So, this one. Oh, wow.
Yay! She's here!
She's here!
She really wanted to be in this.
Yeah.
Well, she really wanted.
I know you wanted.
You wanted to be
lucky
here.
Lucky you did. Tell me you did.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
So this one is... Zan is spicy.
I cannot wait.
So, my ick is about a man who would want to experiment in the bedroom, does not know how to pleasure a woman. Yeah. And maybe, like, sex ends when he's already done. That's my ick.
That's and a big ick.
Yeah, I'll want, like, someone. Yeah. Yeah, when you get someone who doesn't want to experiment or do anything, as in he's just used to the usuals.
Just the usual. By the usuals, what you mean, girl? Tell us.
I mean, what are the usuals?
The usuals might you being upside down in CG. Well,
okay, maybe the usuals is him just... This is PG.
Ebusema.
Okay. The usuals is him just there doing whatever. And then he's done. And then that's it.
I'm a clalia.
Oh my god. It's snoring on top of you. You're like, okay, babe, can you wake up?
I wouldn't even call him babe at that point. Do you know me?
I don't like that. I don't like it after and then you start to sleep on me. No, I don't like that at all.
Yeah. So that's the usual. Mm-hmm. So now when you come to him and tell him, babe, this is what I want to do and do and do and do and do. And then he's like, no, I'm not interested into that. I don't want that. I think I'm experimenting and trying new things and bringing new things into the bedroom is so unnecessary. See, we just have each other. We just need each other. No, we don't need each other.
I tell him you're unnecessary.
We need other things involved. We need other things involved.
But can I say something?
Uh-huh.
So, I feel like the whole bedroom thing is, it's the energy. Like, if his energy is just...
zero.
It's going to be like... But, I feel like you have to have that. I don't want to say it. My mother might.
No,
watch
no, no.
But mother. Anyway, yeah. If you have that sexual connection,
Nishitani, kumbuka.
If you have that connection together,
yeah,
I feel like the kink comes through. If you guys are just like, there are people who are just not sexually driven.
Yeah.
So you just have to find the balance. Or tell him, bruv, this is what I
wait,
like.
Wait, what about if your sexual drive is like 100 and then his is like 20?
That's why it's... that's
will
why
it even work?
It's an eat.
I don't think you should like find the balance if it's just not it.
I don't think
it's... So do you never enjoy this guy?
Do you compromise on the
trust me, you're gonna cheat
and go look for the kinky.
Yeah so I don't think that can work. 120,
it can't work.
You want at least in the morning. Him just wants like once a week.
Oh! Then she's saying she's at 100. Yeah.
I'm at 100. Him is at 20.
It won't work.
He wants like once a week. I want like 2 times a day. Or like once a day.
Or three or four.
Oh, no!
I'm joking. But yeah, I get you. It's an ick if your sexual drive is way higher than he is. That's an ick for sure. And then you go looking for that, which leads to cheating, which leads to
other things.
End of the relationship.
Yeah, but like, I feel like sometimes the guy, most of the time, because he's the one who's, the guy should read your energy. And if he sees like you're very sexually whatever, he should always be able to
try to level up. Yeah.
So... yeah, that's an ick for sure.
Yeah. I'll definitely go.
Because we all know ourselves.
Yeah.
When the tequila hits.
As in, it's just, you know, like, nowadays they don't do that in marriage. They do that in marriage.
They do.
You have sex stories.
Yeah.
And
actually, it's advice that you do that, because like, it can get a bit too
boring. And too
so you have to try new things. No.
So my ick will be like a man who doesn't want to like try new things and doesn't know how. Yeah, that has to be those tumble men. Not kitambo men, men who have like men. Mentality a kitambo men.
I know a friend who had such a guy.
Like, what?
Bro.
What the fuck?
The people, the men who make sure you're like completely, you know, okay.
Yeah.
And then now they get okay. But most men are just like, let me finish. And then we're done.
That's enough.
And then you're left there.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, so do you have an ick? Okay,
I have an ick, and this was sent to me by my bestie. And this is the thing, I asked her to like send me icks because I was like, guy, I might run out of icks.
Yeah,
so send me woo, guys.
Oh, wow,
she's like on a roll. So, one of them, which is
this is like 100. Anyway, let's continue.
So this one happened to me a couple of years ago. No one past where this happened has ever done that. This is way back, like maybe 5-4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Asking me to fill your car. And then she was like, where? Nope. No, you're not gonna, I'm not gonna, it's your car.
Yeah.
And you're the man.
Yeah.
Unless maybe you left your wallet at home or your phone at home. I will do it.
Yeah.
But there's a guy who he had that 50-50 mentality.
Yeah.
But I don't see how that 50-50 mentality comes when it comes to fueling
your car. It's not even ours.
It's our car.
It's your car.
So, he used to ask me to, like, he'd be just like, babe,
fuel my car.
I'm short of cash, just fuel. Street, he thought I was
let me fuel my car. You fuel my car, I come for you.
Fuel my car, I come for you.
And for some reason, because you're so in love, you're like,
okay, fine,
let me just send
how much
okay, and wait. You send. And it's embarrassing.
Listen, I can fuel your car when it's on your birthday, but I can also fuel your car sometimes when I think it comes
on your birthday.
Okay, yeah, I can. What if
you? Okay, yeah, you can do something special.
Not on my birthday. On his birthday.
Oh, okay. If we ever get to your birthday, but
yeah. Yeah, if we get to your birthday, I can fuel your car. But in case where I feel like I have to be generous, I can't.
Yeah.
Have you ever fueled?
Yeah, sometimes car? You can so feel generous.
When you feel generous, like you're like, oh, he's been so good to me. Like, yeah. He's done. But if he's doing the bare minimum, he's not even putting any effort.
No bare minimum, bruv.
He's not putting any effort, then there's no need for you to even put an effort. Yeah, over
so this thing became so common. Like, all the time it would be like, I'm coming, because he used to live not so far from me. Not close, but not so far.
Mm-hmm.
So we would have this Tuesday date night.
Yeah.
First of all, he'd bring the whole thing for, fuel the car so I come for you. God, what were we doing? And then
love can make you do crazy things.
Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
So we go buy pizza. You're excited. Oh,
wait. Let's stop over there. Date night, they're going to Pizza Inn.
I was in uni, like, and the crazy part is, I had been treated way better than that. And you're taking me to Pizza Inn to buy pizza, and then you tell me to split the bill.
And you probably fueled
the car. And the next day, najipeleka home. See, atu unanipeleka. Me, I'm telling you, I've been through it, guys. Pray for me.
Oh, my God. Until, like, you put the title. I mean, you put, like, a certain date. Yeah. Maybe on Wednesday or on Thursday, you say this is, like, our date night.
Yeah.
It has to be something special. I feel like
a date should be so random.
I think it depends on the dynamic of the relationship or what you guys have agreed.
Yeah, it could be a specific
date. Yeah, if it's just like something random, you're like, oh, let's just go to Pizza Inn and have something. But at least, but that man was treating you very trash. How do you tell me to fuel your car?
And he said he did it a bunch of times. And for some reason, then I didn't find it. I didn't like think about it too much.
Yeah.
Then when, you know, when I was treated better than that, I was like, hey, Aibo. What was I doing? And then when I tell my sister, she just looks at me with those judgy eyes.
Look at you, judge eyes. I just knew you deserved better.
Yeah.
You honestly deserve so much better. Yeah, like that this one. Madness. I think this one once told us a tea. Oh, so when we go out with my boyfriend, but that was way back those days in Karen.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, so us, we're going to Ocean Basket, and then you guys will just buy you something from KFC.
Do you expect Ocean Basket to tap? That's me and Bae.
Us guys will just buy things from Ocean Basket, and then you guys will get together. I was like, wow. Okay.
But I feel like Lola has gotten baby girl treatment.
Hey, all her relationships.
I feel like I respect that.
How do you do this?
I will give us the secret. Is it your energy or what is it?
Probably. You know how amazing I am.
There's something you give this man.
Also, they never get over her for lessons from our big sister. We're listening.
Yeah. Honestly, lesson number one.
I don't even know. Number one.
How do you talk to them?
I don't know what it is. I just got lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah. Can you hear me now?
You've been away.
Oh, sorry. I don't know. I'm just saying, maybe I just got lucky. Honestly, I don't know how I did it, because, like, even for my current husband.
Hey!
Yay!
staying current like I had a previous son. As in for my happy
have
right
now.
Have
you been married before?
No, I'm sorry, I meant like...
She has two husbands. What are you doing?
I mean, Lala can do that. You can do that. You can make them two. And you live happily ever after.
As in, I mean, like even this, I was young. I was in uni. And then I was introduced to him by a friend. So it wasn't like something that I did. I just saw him. We started talking. And that was it. So it's not like I have like specific pointers. But maybe crowd is also another thing. Maybe the crowd who you... I'm not saying that your crowd is like whatever. But maybe if you get somebody who has a good relationship and maybe they have other people who are pretty good and then you get this guy, maybe could be like the guy, you know.
Yeah.
Like the guy your friend is dating.
Wait,
but that's rare these days.
Tell me something, then I tell you something.
Okay, fine. You know, one time, the last guy that I was with knew Lole. And when he wanted us to get back together, he was like, can I apologize to Lole too?
Oh my God.
Yeah. I was like, okay.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. He was like, can I also apologize to her? There's some energy.
Yeah, but also even Tony's guys have always done
wow.
that.
Like my ex is always like, even if we're not talking and I've not blocked you yet, they're always like, how's your sister Lola? Like, because I always make sure they meet Lola, because after I'll ask her, what did you think?
That's the best person to ask.
Yeah.
She'll tell you this one is
Lola
trash.
Will tell me no or
shit.
Just
leave that man.
And most of the time I won't listen
to her. That's a broke man.
And most of the time I won't listen to her. But
yeah,
she always tells me nah. Yeah. And if I feel like if I did listen to her before.
Yeah.
There's some people I've told you to.
Yeah.
But you also never listen.
There are people my sister told me, yeah, this one's good.
You fucked the job. Sorry.
Okay, anyway, there's something I want to tell you.
Yeah, tell him something.
I forgot.
No, you have to remember. About her energy.
Oh, yeah, her energy. Oh, no, what
no,
she said.
About the crowd.
What she said about the crowd.
Yeah.
So I feel like she said something different, but another way to interpret it is, let's say you have a certain group of friends, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And you're the single one.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll always be like, ah, there's this guy. Let me hook you up. All my hookups have gone south. Like never, I'm telling you, swear down from my experience, never take a hookup. Because it will either go very right or very wrong. There's one that went right.
Yeah.
But the rest just... it was trash. And and sometimes you look at those friends and you're like,
what
do you
is
think
that?
About me like this? Like, who? What is this?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But you can't blame it on the friend.
Yeah.
Maybe she's seen that one side of that person. And then...
she was trying to like envision.
She was like, okay, maybe this is a good
this
guy.
Might work.
Every time I've met him. But when you meet him, I'm not saying it's the friend's fault.
Yeah.
I'm saying it's probably the guy's single, you're single, they think,
these guys might work it out.
But for me, hookups have never been...
So you've never been on a blind date? You have?
I have.
Oh, okay. You
many.
I've never been on a blind date.
We kind of talked before meeting.
Yeah.
Not as you go meet this guy and period. Like, we talked. But I'm just saying, hookups, personally, I would not advise. Never.
Amen. I don't think hookups sometimes really work like that. But to my experience is that if you're hanging out with a group of people and then like they have like other new people, like you've never seen other people in the crowd like who've been with them, and then you can end up bonding with someone in the group easily as compared to a hookup, because there's no all that tension that you guys have met somewhere and now you're on a date. You guys are just with other people, and then you get to know each other and you find out that you actually like this guy and end up being with this guy.
Yeah.
So I think that's also another way how you can meet like it doesn't necessarily have to be like a hookup.
And I completely agree with that.
Yeah.
100. I'd rather meet someone outside the circle than in the circle. Or someone my friend knows. Let me meet someone when I'm picking books in the library and I drop it and he picks it
that
up.
That doesn't really work here. What library are you going to?
Exactly. The one in town.
Next to Mr. Price.
Anyway, we're coming to the end of our eggs.
Yeah, so
I'm gonna say my last egg. Vanessa says her last egg. Let me say a bunch of eggs. Then and close.
Yeah.
No, she meant like you're already on the mic. Just say your egg.
Say your egg.
What is going on?
Anyway, so my last egg is.
I feel it has to be a major one.
It's a major ick. Mm-hmm. It is a major ick. And I feel like a lot of females would agree with this. And this is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So my last ick is when a guy takes you out on a date. And let's just say you guys, okay, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But a guy takes you out on a date. And he wants to get intimate with you on the first date. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's a huge ick for me because if you're trying to get sexual with me on the first date, that clearly means you only saw me in a sexual
way. You think that?
Yeah, because I've been through this a bunch of times.
You've never met someone on the first date and you
No, really I have.
Wanna,
I have met
really
very
wanna
deep.
Smush.
No. Imagine no.
Really?
I'm always
not that I want to do it, but like you're like, you think about the person, you're like, well, I really like
about,
them.
But what I'm talking about is we're talking about icks about men.
Oh yeah, men, okay, yeah, okay, men. Okay, not, okay. You.
Not you. Not you, baby.
Damn!
These women are out of control. Can you open the doors and let them out? Anyway, what I'm talking about is like when a guy takes you out on the first date, and let's just say maybe you drink or you don't drink or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's trying to get you lit to the point that he'll take you home. You'll be like, oh, I can't go home.
Let's
when
go.
I was younger, I experienced that. It didn't happen, but like, I could see through the idiotism of this idiot, you know?
Yeah.
He was trying to get me drunk, and me in my head, I was like, oh, you're trying. I will get drunk, but you will not do it.
Yeah.
So like, for me, that's an eek. I feel like it's a bit traumatizing if someone would try to do...
To, like, tell you, like, force you. Somehow
Not force you.
Just put it...
No, there are guys who take you out with the purpose
of taking you...
But for me, that's an eek. For my first date, I love to, you know, get to know who you are, get to know what you're about. You know, get to see if we have a connection or not.
Yeah.
And that's why I'd advise any girl when you go on a first date, do not drink. Do not drink excessively. Maybe if you're drinking,
if you're
just have
minimal.
Very kidogo. If you're going excessively, just know you might end up on the wrong side and regret.
You'll wake up on a different roof.
You'll wake up and you'll be like, what?
Oh, shit.
You're calling your phone. You're like, but yeah, for me, it's an eek if a guy is trying to take advantage of you on the first date.
I don't know if you guys have experienced that. Word is trying to take advantage of you.
That's what I've just said.
Yeah.
Try to take advantage of you.
Yeah.
It's not anything else.
But if it's
on a
mutual,
first date.
But if it's mutual.
If it's a third date, take advantage, baby. I'm joking. But no, I'm joking for real.
Yeah.
Is that like the same whatever when a guy is saying how he doesn't drink but then he's buying you drinks? Is that also like really weird?
I find that creepy as shit.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't drink but I'll buy you drinks
on
the first day.
Because he creepily wants to
you
see
to
how you're
get
behaving.
Drunk.
Yeah.
From stage one to zero to the 100. Imagine you're puking in front of a guy who's sober.
That's so stupid, right? And you're probably doing some crazy things you're and he's like, sober. You're over that time. You're over that time.
Imagine, you don't find that a bit weird?
I find it a bit weird.
It's very weird.
I think I would indeed someone who...
I don't mind you not drinking,
yeah.
But like, if you don't drink, why are we going to a place where you want me to drink by myself?
Oh,
like, why can't we just go somewhere where no one is okay? Or even we don't have to drink, you know?
Yeah. You know, what I'd respect is if you don't drink and you do not buy me drinks.
Exactly.
That's makes perfect. Sense.
Because I'll read the energy. Yeah. Like, there's a guy I went out with, he never used to drink, and I read the energy. He used to order coffee. So I read the energy and I was like, okay, I'll order a mocktail. Right? But there's a guy who'll be like, what do you want to drink? What like, it's like he's like, what are you drinking?
Let's tell you sex on the beach.
Allah, my question to you two is... I don't know your lifestyle. What does that mean? Why are you looking? I don't know how you live. Maybe you're sober and over.
Yeah, us, we don't drink.
We don't drink.
Definitely.
But my only question, because I feel like this is something that anyone would ask.
Yeah.
Like, would you date a guy that does not like have your same energy for like going out? If you're a go out girl, I'm not judging nobody.
Yeah.
If you go out, if you do all that.
Wait, you remember you guys, I used to date someone who doesn't drink.
Yeah. You remember? So how did that work for you?
It worked.
How?
I don't know how it worked, but it worked.
Wait, did you guys used to go out together?
Yeah, but he wasn't drinking.
So he just used to take care of you the whole night?
Yeah, he used to take me off.
Actually, that is not bad.
And he didn't judge you.
And he did not judge me.
So me, I dated a person who used to judge. Like, we were on a date one time and I ordered a... I ordered a cocktail, alcoholic, and then I was drinking. And then we were just talking, like, we were talking about our mutual friends because we were in the same circle. And then he just threw this comment that made me sweat. I could feel like I'm drinking. Why do people even drink?
No.
Bro, there's a cocktail in front of me. Why are you asking
me that?
So it's clearly...
After she's ordered.
Why do people drink?
No, he wasn't judging me because I only had one drink.
Yeah.
But we were talking about the previous night where he could see people who are actually drunk and he was the soberest. And me as a... trying to be a wifey, I was sober with him. So, the next day we're talking about the story and he's like... Why do people even drink? Why would you get to that point where you vomit?
CJ, what?
I'm like...
Why do you get to that point you can't remember anything?
You don't know the half of it. You've not seen the demons. Like, he's not seen the demons. And I was like, that's why I'm asking you guys.
Yeah.
You need to pick who you date.
I know.
Because you can traumatize someone.
Yeah, you need to pick your struggle.
Yeah.
If you can be able to survive with him, that's fine. But if you cannot,
might be the savior from to save you. But you know what? Sometimes I feel like we're not alcoholics, but like maybe you should find someone who matches your energy so you don't feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Okay. So my last eek. Wow, I have so many of them.
I hope it does not bring a 2-hour discussion.
I know, like, you were supposed to just mention it. It ended up like...
It was supposed to be like a 2-minute
just a mention,
thing.
Yeah.
Damn.
Okay. So, maybe, let me just say it.
Mm-hmm.
Men who, like, check out other females when you're out with him.
Ooh!
Yeah.
I think of.
I've seen and that.
It's such like, a ton
are
of.
Are you seeing them looking at them, or they even mentioning like, "Oh my god, that chick is like fine."
No. I think I'll appreciate it more if you tell me, oh my god, babe, that girl is so hot.
I know.
Look at her ass. I'll appreciate it better than you just doing like this. You trying to check her out secretly. Mm-hmm. And I can see you check her out. I mean, like, you're literally trying to bend your neck or do whatever your neck just to see her properly. And I'm over there when you can just tell me, hey, that ass is popping and we can laugh at it together.
Right?
Look at it together.
I
know. Just look at it together. I mean,
you know, such a ton. You know what I would say about that? Yeah. I don't know if you guys have seen that TikTok where it was a football match. Uh-huh. And this girl is doing her makeup.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if the boyfriend is holding the mirror. He's mm-hmm. like this, or she's holding it.
Yeah.
And then he sees a girl passing, then he's like, he winks.
Yeah.
This girl, I don't know if it's her energetic demons or looks him. I knew
start
this.
Start again.
Looks at him like, bitch, what you doing?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But like, when I'm with you, don't mm-hmm. start looking at other females. And if you do not, I feel like it's more respectful if you comment about it and then I comment back.
Yeah,
then
let's you just laugh look, about it. You we just look at it together. I know.
Yeah, because there's a friend of mine who actually told me, I got mad at him because he was looking at some other babe.
Yeah.
Like, he looked at her till she peed.
I know.
Right?
And you know, have you ever gone out with, like, a man mm-hmm. and then he's literally hugging every other girl?
Oh, he's the life of their pair.
Oh my god, yeah, that's
hugging. Hey,
yeah,
brother. Hey,
it's like the whole club knows you.
Hey,
I hate that. Remember,
like you're out there, right?
Remember, okay, how do I put remember my.
I know what you're talking about.
Who? You know.
Yeah. Okay. We know.
Mr. Steal your car keys.
Oh.
So every time I would go every time I'd go out with Mr. Steal your car keys, that's a deeper story. If I tell it here,
the police are gonna come for him.
But anyway, yeah. So anytime I'd walk, he's these people who talk to everyone, and I keep saying I'm an introvert. You might not believe it, but it's true.
Yeah.
Every time I walk in a room, he would say hi from the beginning to the end. And that made me very uncomfortable because he was the only person I walked in with.
Yeah.
So imagine you have to stand there like a statue, like
waiting for him to say hi to you.
I don't know. And then some of these people are rude.
And was he like introducing you to these other people?
Were you being introduced as the girlfriend? Yeah. Or?
No, he would say hi. And then if he does remember, he'll introduce. But if he doesn't, we move to the next crowd where he says hi to another 5 people. So it was very uncomfortable for me because I was like, am I your like puppet thingy? What the hell? And then I realized those are the nights where I'd want to get the most lead because now I feel so heavy. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What was that?
Yeah.
What did I just experience? Like, I felt like a nobody on the side.
Yeah.
And probably, bruv, you brought me there to brag.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Anyway. I know. I feel your pain. So now.
And we've discussed.
I
feel like I've been talking.
Everyone just say
and eat, and we sign off.
Yeah. Okay, so mine will be. Wait, have you said talks crazy about his exes? No, we haven't said that.
Talks what?
Talks crazy about his exes.
Yeah,
you did. I think it was your
higher no sense
point.
Of humor.
Yes,
that's a big one because I like someone who makes me laugh.
I know. And
we're not discussing this, guys.
All right. No table manners. A man who has no table manners chews loudly and actually is arrogant to the waiter or the waitress.
Yeah.
Have you experienced that? No.
No?
We're not talking about
that. Okay.
No, I don't think I have ever experienced someone who's like rude to the
waiter. I have.
You have?
Yes. Mm, I won't talk about it though.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to end the.
Yeah. Okay. Obsessed with his looks.
Yes.
And this person will definitely, most certainly, forget about you.
Yeah.
If he's so obsessed with himself,
and you're probably more good looking than him. So.
Yeah, he'll be so into himself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, is nonchalant.
Of personal manner.
Yeah.
Feeling overbearing, casually, calm, and relaxed, not displaying anxiety, interest.
Yeah, it's like a man who doesn't show you that he wants you.
Oh,
he'll
yeah.
He'll be so casual about it.
Oh, yeah.
He'll be like,
I didn't know that.
Oh, okay, you've called me. Ah, I even forgot about it.
I've had so many people. Anyway.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's...
That would have been a huge discussion.
I know. Yeah, so that's mine. That's it.
So I said...
Oh, wait, and poor communication. Yeah, and
that should have been a big one.
Yeah.
Hey, that should have been a big one. And we should have also talked about not from personal experience, long distance.
I don't think that's an ick, is it?
That's an ick.
It's not an ick, but it would have come up somewhere.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to mention the ones my bestie sent me. Can I just read them the way they are?
Yeah, so that's fine.
Smelling sweat. Having a girl bestie? Nope. Being ashy, self-care is important. Please. Insecure niggas.
Yeah.
Partying too much from Monday to Monday.
No.
Only wear sweatpants.
Yeah, partying is a big thing.
Never putting effort in your dressing.
Yeah.
Asking me to fill your car. Where? Nope. I'm reading them. Yeah. Where she put it. Admiring other girls when we're together. Where?
Yeah,
and then I asked her, babes, more. And then she's like, it's. She put the title, it's. Sex on the first date.
Uh-huh.
Always talking about sex.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They even ask you, what's your best sex position?
Exactly. Picking calls during dates.
And you had picking calls.
This I think one, I'm said. Sorry. She put this one. And I don't know how to say it.
Yeah.
Oh God, no! I don't need you to say that.
Wait. Is that an ick?
I don't think that's an ick.
That's an ick.
That's not. I don't think
that's a huge ick for some people.
Wait.
Well, can you really choose an ick?
I don't think that's an ick.
Wait, we continue. It's going to be a discussion. Praising yourself too much before we have sex.
Wait, that song of I'll put you in what position?
I'll put you in seven positions. Seven minutes. And then she was like,
I love you. 2 minutes of cochini.
Down.
Man down.
Then she's like, talk about your ex. Don't even talk about them if you can. The last one, she was like, that's all I got for you. Oh, and loud chewing of food and gum.
Yeah.
Period, baby.
Yeah, I think you say that about chewing.
I thank my bestie for those ones. She's
the table manners, loud chewing and arrogant.
Yeah.
Loud chewing. Oh my goodness. Can you just eat vizuri? Yeah. What do you have to?
I went out on a date. You know, before, even me, I didn't know how to use the thingy. But I was taught. My mom was like, "I stop being amshamba." So she taught me. And then I went on a date. And this girl. She was holding the knife. Uh-huh. And she wants to stab the knee and the fork okay.
Moving on soon.
Let me tell you, I think my first ever like formal dinner date. This time I had like my knowledge about using like, those things. So, and first of all, I ordered chicken. And I was trying to cut the chicken like this. The table was moving. I think I was like 18.
Hey, can I tell you even more embarrassing? I think I was 26. Lola, the chopsticks.
Chopsticks is allowed.
Yeah. Remember, Boles asked you, Lola.
But how do you? Oh wait, you know how to use chopsticks?
Sometimes it works. Only because sometimes I was taken.
It doesn't. So I was taken for a date. At is it Haru or Hero or whatever?
Haru.
Haru, in Village Market.
Hey. No. Oh, I thought you were talking about Harry, the one in Karen. That's Hero.
No, I'm talking about Village Market.
Hero. Mm. It's Hero, right?
Whatever. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, sushi, and it's smoking and it looks so fancy.
Yeah.
And then me, I take the chopsticks.
I fell down.
Crossing.
wait. Oh my God.
You know what the guy told me? Like, I've never been so embarrassed.
He was like, you can use the fork, you know?
Oh God.
I was like, wow. After that, I drank alcohol. I won't even say what I did. Done.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're done.
Yeah.
Woo!
I mean, any more eggs? Do you have any more eggs? No,
thank you guys.
I have one more egg.
What?
I have one more egg.
What?
Don't tighten your lips when you're kissing me.
The first time you kiss, your tongue is already deep down my tongue.
Yeah, I don't like that.
An egg.
Can we just start vizuri? And then, like, when you're tuking, you can start portraying those things. But now you just have to act cute. Just be cute. Just act cute and simple.
Yeah.
Who finds an eek when their nails are not well kept? Is that an eek for anyone?
Well kept or that?
Well, at least it's not dirty. Just be clean.
Okay. And they're trying to...
Oh wait, and when they don't no, please.
Excessively please, long please. Nails,
yeah,
right?
Excessively long nails.
Drug dealer, bro.
This is all on
one more question for you guys.
Yeah.
What names do you like to be called by your significant other?
Boo Bear.
Mine calls me Sugar.
Oh no.
Sugarcane.
Tell me your biggest, like, okay, the most cutest pet name you've ever been called.
The cutest? Probably
Mudani.
The cutest pet name I feel like I've been called is Boo Bear.
Boo Bear. Oh,
who called you Boo Bear?
Cute.
You don't know them.
That's a cute one.
I don't know if this is going to come out cute.
Okay, just say it.
Oh my God. Okay. Okay, he was obsessed with how my cheeks are.
Oh.
So he used to call me like, because of Chubby, now he's like called Chub Chub.
Oh, that's what she's saying.
Chubby.
Chub Chub.
Oh, yeah. Chub-chub.
Not Chubby. Chub Chub.
He used to call me Chub Chub.
Chubby Chicks.
Lola uses Sugar, Chub Chub, Boo Bear. Who wins?
Oh,
we should
goodness.
Ask someone who's not.
Not, yeah. We ask who wins.
Our cameraman. Which one wins?
Chop chop, we're
Charlie. He's the one.
Nah.
Can I ask you guys the last?
Okay.
What's the weirdest thing you did last year?
The most weirdest.
I'm not talking about this.
I think you know this. My goodness.
It doesn't have to be relationship related, just anything, basically.
Mine has to be the most weird. Guy.
Say it.
Should I start?
Yeah, because we don't know what weird. Okay.
Maybe that will be like people will find it weird. But should I just say it?
Say it.
Okay. Maybe people put like a title to my name. So I told you this like on 31st before New Year's.
Last year?
Yeah, I told you like I did something crazy.
Oh yeah, the thing for the guy with the parents.
No. The ex of the ex.
The one who's living with.
Nah.
Okay, y'all have.
Okay, can we start with your first?
No, you start because we don't. We're all saying one weird thing and then we close down.
One weird thing. Vanessa, should I say that has to be like okay?
Just say it and we don't have to talk about it.
Okay,
everyone.
No, we can talk about it, but okay. Probably I just kissed. Ex to my ex.
Oh yeah, I remember you did.
Yeah, how crazy is that?
But
it's not crazy.
I guess it's crazy because it's something maybe you've never done before.
Is it like the girlfriend?
Yeah, the girlfriend.
Sexy.
Moving on, yours.
Well, mine has to be also, I think, with Vanessa. You remember the time I called you up and I told you, I just want to come right now to where you are. Yeah. And that time you were in, when I wanted to come. Well, I can't really explain the situation
I was in Nakuru.
Yeah. And then I told you, I just texted. I don't know if I texted or called you. So and then randomly. I was like, yeah, so randomly. I just wanted to pick up my things and just
and
come.
And just come.
And
then
she was like, why is she doing this? That must have been the weirdest thing I did last year. And I never do that because I always have to plan everything I do.
Yeah,
I know. She's a planner.
So when she tells you, you know what?
Can I come?
Is that a problem, sir?
Umefukuzwa kwenye. Umefukuzwa na bwana.
Umetoroka bwana.
Anyway, my weirdest was listening to tarot readings.
Wait, that's a weird one.
I feel like it's weird because I put it deep. Like I was like, oh, you will meet a tall, dark, handsome
Tony actually
man.
Thinks that everything that pops up on TikTok is
but you know
directed to her.
But you know they definitely look at what you've been searching.
Yeah, I didn't search it. It just came. And then from that more and more came and I even told Lola, hey, I've been told I'll meet a little tall, dark, handsome,
I don't
rich man.
And those tarot readers tell you, please go back to your ex. Like someone is coming to tell you.
Your ex is coming back. For like a month, I listened to them. And then
why is he not coming back?
This is bullshit. Yeah. And then when an ex actually came back, I was like, huh? But they were the most toxic person. And I was like, I didn't want that.
Then
I just stopped listening to that shit. Anytime it comes, I don't believe in that shit.
Same.
Believe in God, please. Not that shit.
Tarot readers.
Yeah,
I'm scared. They'll keep your hopes up.
They really do keep your hopes up. And also, I think it comes often. Whoever this message has come to, it's come for a purpose. Do not skip.
Okay,
I see some energy. Aquarius, Sagittarius, Capricorn. You know what?
Your ex is coming back.
He regrets leaving you. Y'all have a soul connection and y'all gonna get
married. You're gonna get married, guys.
Please, 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 please never, ever.
Leave but you know, I realize on TikTok, if you watch one of the videos which is like that,
they'll bring 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, yeah.
So I got addicted to that shit for some reason.
So usually me, I just press and then I say, do not recommend. I don't like this content.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I do that. Mm. So that it doesn't pop up again.
So me, if, I kept going.
So me, Kwanza, they start bringing up CG your ex, CG what? This is some crazy story.
Bring up the ex. This toxic tarot cards. Idiots.
Or your future, or CG, your future is doing what? I'm like, no, I don't want to listen to that. It's just me. I want to be me. Yeah. So I think we've come to an end. Guy, we've talked
too much.
Like, talk for 10 minutes and you're over here saying, guys, we're just talking for 10 minutes. Like, this is the last
another hour.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's it. Yeah. How do you feel about this?
I
love asking just to, you know, do you think it's good? No, I like asking, like, my guests, like, how do you feel about this after the end of the podcast?
Do you feel? I feel like we've spoken our minds. And I feel like, yeah, it is what it is.
Be
real to yourself. Everything we've said is real. We're not making anything up. And it is what it is. And we would love feedback from everyone, because I know Nairobi... baby girls, we've gone through it.
Crazy.
So we would appreciate some feedback. And also, we love you. And I hope we could do this again, Vanessa.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Like,
yeah.
This is... okay. Tell me.
Well, I really enjoyed it. You came
in halfway.
I know.
Quarter, it was supposed to be. In the end. The long end.
But I think it was a good topic to talk about, because sometimes you usually feel like you're the only one who's going through something and you're like, oh, am I the only one who has this ick? And it's good to, you know, express yourself and feel like, and feel like what you guys are talking about moms feeling like there's so much pressure. And you see, so you get to see, I'm not the only one who's like.
Mom, right? No, my mom. And an MBS jute, but I'm just girl 35.
Or maybe you feel like your ick is like, maybe you have like a lot of, what do you call, maringo, but really it's not. It's just, you know, and you feel like maybe other people are going through it. It was good.
Yeah. Right? Definitely.
Yeah.
So I've loved this, you know, totally, 100%. And we look forward to doing many, 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 many.
But none like this.
But
believe that.
Okay, guys. So that's the end, and I'm so excited to have had Tony and Lole over here on my podcast. And please share this podcast. Please, 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 please. Share this podcast with your friends and your friends and your other friends and your family members.
And tell them we're going to be on YouTube.
Yeah, and also we're going to be on YouTube.
On my channel?
On Tony's channel and also on my channel.
What's your channel?
Yeah, A Clueless Gen Z, but I've not posted anything yet.
Okay.
But I'm about to post.
Mine's King but, Tony.
Yeah. Gonna post it on Tony's channel, so you should check the entire video over there. So guys, so
are we editing anything out? okay, let's do it.
Keep it as real as possible.
Yeah.
Okay guys, bye. And please subscribe to the channel.
We're all in this together.
So bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.